Our first lesson comes from the end of the Gospel according to John, chapter 21. After these things, Jesus manifested himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and thus did he manifest himself. There were together Simon Peter and Thomas, called Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter says to them, "I am going out to fish." They say to him, "We also are coming with thee." They went out, and straightway went up into a ship, and in that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore. However, the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus says to them, "Little children, have you something to eat?" They answered him, "No." And he said to them, "Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and you shall find." They cast, therefore, and now they had not strength to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Then the disciple whom Jesus loved says to Peter, "It is the Lord." Then Simon Peter, hearing that it was the Lord, girded on his coat, for he was naked, and cast himself into the sea. But the other disciples came in a boat, for they were not far from the land, but about 200 cubits, dragging the net of fishes. As soon as they came to land, they saw a fire of coals laid, and fish laid on it, and bread. Jesus says to them, "Bring of the fish which you have caught." Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land, full of great fishes, 153. And though there were so many, the net was not ripped. Jesus says to them, "Come and dine." And no one of the disciples dared ask him, "Who art thou?" knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus then comes and takes the bread and gives to them, and the fish in like manner. This, the third time, is now Jesus manifested himself to his disciples, being risen from the dead. Reading further from the work Divine Providence, a portion of number 197. The affections of a person's life's love are known to the Lord alone. A person knows his thoughts and consequent intentions because he sees in them. And because all prudence springs from them, he sees this also in himself. In his life's love, then, is a love of self. He comes into a conceit in his own intelligence and attributes to his prudence everything. He also assembles arguments in support of it, and so turns away from an acknowledgement of divine providence. The case is similar if his life's love is a love of the world, though he does not turn away to the same degree. We've shown above that a person has no thought that does not spring from some affection of his life's love, and that thought is nothing but a form of affection. For affection displays itself only through some delight consciously felt and the pleasure of reasoning about it. And this pleasure and delight are then bound up with the thinking in people who, from a love of self and a love of the world, are impelled by a belief in their own prudence. Their thought then drifts along in its delight, like a boat in the current of a river, to which the boat's captain pays no attention, giving only attention to the sails that he spreads. Amen. Here in the readings, blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it.